you for calling Rhonda Foss. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. This is Cindy Burke. And Debbie gave me your number to call about, you know, her working at my place.
Okay. Who is this? I'm sorry.
It's Cindy Burke. My name's Lucinda, but I go by Cindy Burke.
Okay.
And she works for, you know, you guys, but she was going to try to work for me, too.
Oh, okay. It's the caregiver. Her name is Deborah. Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She said that you needed me to call or my caseworker.
Okay, give me 5 minutes. Okay. Uh-huh. Let me just get some information from you first.
Okay.
Do you have like a, what insurance do you have?
I have Anthem. I have two Anthems. Anthem for my primary insurance and Anthem Medicaid for my secondary.
Okay. Do you know your Medicaid ID number or anything?
My Medicaid ID number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your insurance ID number?
My caseworker would probably be able to get that.
Okay, what's her name?
Look, her name is Shirley. Wait.
Is it Shirley Savette?
No, it's a common name, Shirley Johnson or something.
Do you have? Go ahead. Take your time. What's your last name?
Shirley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shirley caseworker. I'm doing real good. Wait, I got her card here. Here it is, Shirley. Shirley Anthem. Great. That does me a lot of good. Oh, it is Shirley Johnson. Thanks. Yeah, Johnson.
You said it's Johnson. That's your case manager's name, and that's from. Is that through Direction Home?
Well, they're affiliated with Direction Home, but her title is. Case coordinator.
What's the case?
Case coordinator for Anthem.
Okay. And then do you have her phone number or like an email?
Yeah. Yeah. And it does say on here, Ohio My Care.
Okay. That's fine. What's her phone number?
Phone number. Okay. Let me give you that. Mobile is. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
It looks like. Let me get a magnifying glass just right here.
Okay. And Ms. Lucinda, what's your last name?
Burke, B-U-R-K-E.
Okay. What's your birthday?
5/18/49.
What's your telephone number?
It's 234-575-3252. I have Shirley's phone number.
Okay, what's her phone number?
It's 330
716-1575. Okay, thank you so much for that. Does she have an email on there?
Let me see. She has Shirley Johnson at anthem.com.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. May I please have your address?
Sure. It's 4312 Maureen, Maureen Drive, Youngstown, Ohio, 44511.
Okay. And you said you have Anthem? Or is
Anthem.
It,
mm-hmm.
Is it My Care Anthem?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Do you guys, I mean, you know, there wouldn't be a problem with there with the Anthem or that?
No, I'll double check for you, though, and we'll give you a call on Monday. 1 second. And then do you currently have a service with an agency or no?
Well, you know, the thing of it is I just got out of rehab because I fractured my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to set up, you know, somebody to come out. And Shirley says, well, for right now, I have to go with who I had before I went to rehab, which I don't want.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want them at all, but she said that, you know, until I can get somebody else, that I have to be with them.
Okay. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I do, but she's very friendly.
Just a dog or is
I
it a
have
cat?
A dog.
Okay.
A dog. And no one's ever had any problem with her. In fact,
small
they
dog or a big
bring her treats. I'm sorry, what?
Is it a small dog?
No, she's average.
Okay.
She's a black lab.
Okay.
She barks, but she doesn't bite.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, and then just a question. What all do you need help with?
Well, I'm in a walker. You know, I use a walker or in a wheelchair. So mainly, like, fixing meals, doing the dishes, washing clothes, and sweeping the floor, stuff like that.
Okay, do you need anything with, like, meal prep?
What's that?
Do you need to, like, meal prepping? Like, for them to help cook for you?
To help cook for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I need meals and that. I'm going to start getting the free meals again.
Okay.
But I don't really care for them.
And then what preferred schedule did you need? Like what
okay.
hours, what days, what week?
Well, I think I'm getting, before I got 25, and I might be getting more than that.
You said how
so,
many?
25.
Okay. All right.
But I might be getting more, they said.
Okay. And then you say you just got out of a nursing home or a rehab facility?
It was a rehab. Mm-hmm.
A nursing rehab?
Yeah, well, yeah, they had nurses there. And
okay.
Mainly it was for the therapy, the physical therapy.
Okay.
And you asked me something else before. Well,
give me 1 second. I want to make sure I got everything in here.
Oh, you asked me what times I would meet.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Probably day turn.
So like day. 10 to 2?
Yeah. Whatever time is good for Debbie.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay. All right, I'll put day 10 on here. So I'll submit this, and then we will give you a call since it is the end of the day. We'll give you a call next week. It'll probably be someone named Nikki just to kind of follow up. But I do encourage you to – I'm going to email your case manager, but I do encourage you to give – once we hang up, call your case manager and let them know that you want to switch over to Rhonda's house, so that they can send us your information so that we can send our nurse out to get you assessed, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I told her, you know, already that I want to just start, you know, as soon as I could. And I tried calling her a little while ago to have her call you, you know, but she wasn't in.
And just a quick, one more question. While you have that card in your hand, does it give you like an insurance ID or your Medicaid ID number on that card?
No, there's not that, but I do. I have like 4 different Anthem cards, and I'm not sure which one was the last one with my Anthem through Medicaid.
Okay, that's no problem.
But she would have all of that, I know.
Okay, well, we'll wait. Like I said, it is the end of the day, so she'll probably give us a call Monday, and we'll reach out on our end as well, okay?
Okay, because, you know, like I say, I need somebody, and I don't like the people that, you know, was doing it before. So.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand. And we want to get you in as best as possible. Like
good.
For you. So that's why I had to take all that information so that we can get you in and try to make
good.
A transition for you, okay?
Because I just think, you know, that Debbie's just the greatest. She's, you know, of all the ones I've ever had, she's the best.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we just got her, and I'm hoping she's here for a while. But, yes, we will definitely give you a call next week.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I hope you enjoy your weekend.
You too. You're Rachel, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's my name.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.